strength. That's what that means. And that word wait, it doesn't mean just hanging out and, you know, well, something's going to happen. God's going to do something. No, that means you keep serving. You keep waiting. As you're serving, you're waiting on the Lord. You're serving people, you're waiting on the Lord, right? You just keep serving and waiting on Him, and your strength is going to be renewed. You're going to be living in the kingdom. Making sense? It's not about just hanging out. That doesn't mean patience, that word wait. It means to serve. Keep serving. Keep ministering. Keep doing what God has created you to do. Keep doing it until you find out. Vicki said this morning about that song, Freedom. If we're not free, we need to act like we're free. Amen? That's right. We need to act like we're free. We need to keep acting like it, and eventually it's going to come, right? We've got to practice righteousness, right? And as we practice, God is going to do a work. Now, there's a story about this sculpture. It's supposed to be a true story. I read it years ago. There was a sculptor, an artist. He would go by this very wealthy man's house every morning to work. He walked to work in this little village. And he would pass by this artist, this wealthy man's house. And there was this big tree out in front. And he would admire this tree. Every time he'd walk into the village, he would admire this tree. And he would just always say in himself, I wish I could have that wood out of that tree. Well, one day he was walking by, and he saw that they had cut this tree down. And he got a little upset. And the owner of the property was standing there by the tree, and they were cutting it up for firewood. He says, what'd you cut this tree down for? And the guy says, well, you know, we needed the firewood. It's getting a little out of hand here. He goes, man, it's all gone. He goes, well, we got a big stump over there. He saw this big stump. He says, man, can I have that stump? He says, yeah, you can have it. Just get it out of here. So he goes and gets his friend, and they load up this big stump in this truck. And the sculpture of the artist is all excited. He's all excited. He's got this big stump in his truck, and he just can't wait to get this thing home. So he gets it home, and they roll it in the house, and he starts working on it. He's working on this thing for 2 days. He doesn't even go to bed. He's so excited because this is a valuable type of wood. So he's chipping away on this stump, and what he does is he comes up with this eagle, and he's got it all done, and he puts it out on his porch. Well, the wealthy guy, the millionaire, drives by his house and sees this eagle out on his porch. He says, man, I got to have that. So he parks over and he runs up to the front door, knocks on the door. He says, man, how much you want for that eagle? He says, it's not for sale. He says, where did you get that eagle? And the artist, the sculptor, says, you know that old stump? He says, how did you get that eagle out of that old stump? The artist says, I didn't get the eagle out of that stump. It was always in there. I just had to chip the junk away. And that's the way it is. That's the way it is in all of us. God is chipping the junk away in our life. As we continue on in the kingdom of God, He's continuing to chip it away. And you and I are going to soar like eagles no matter what comes our way. No matter what negative spirit, no matter what negative attitude comes, we're going to rise above, amen? Because we know that there are crows around, right? But we're called to be like eagles, amen? Ain't that right, Jasmine? You know that's right. You got an eagle in there, girl. And Lindsay, you got an eagle in you. We all got eagles in us. Josh, you got an eagle in you, young man. And God has a plan and purpose for your life. God has a plan and purpose for your life. You get a hold of it. And don't let nothing deter you from it. All you young people, don't let anything deter you from what God has in your life. Nothing. Are you with me this morning? Don't allow any friends influence you. You say who you are and where you're going, and you don't have time for that mess. Are you with me this morning? All you young people, you better get a hold of this word this morning. God has called you and created you to be like an eagle and to soar above all this mess that's going on in this world. Are you listening to me today? Well, you look excited. You better believe I'm excited, because we're going to advance the kingdom of God here. Are you with me? And you're not going to do it walking around like an old prairie chicken. Right? We're going to have to get up there where the eagles are and begin to soar like what we were created to be. And God is going to help us to see it. Marty got it. She's almost 90 years old. Folks, we have been called to be like eagles and to rise above. That's why God says, my ways are higher than your ways. That's what that's talking about. You got to come up here. See? And we can come up there when we get His word on the thing. And we can bring it so we can see it now. Out of the invisible to the visible. We can do this. That's the kingdom of God. That's what it's about. Do we got any eagles out there? I want to be an eagle. You're called to be an eagle. You better believe that. I'll tell you what. I want the young people, everybody here who is 30 or younger, I want you to come up here. We're going to pray for you this morning. Huh? That's okay. Come on up here. It is so important that you understand that you were created in the image of God. And there is nothing that can stop that. Nothing can stop that. Nothing. It is so important that you understand that. That is my heart, and that is this church, is to bring understanding. And so there's no confusion. The gospel is simple. The fall came from the enemy trying to speak into her life. Did God really say that? Put questions in his mind, in her mind. Of a simple truth. You can eat from any tree. Just don't eat from that one. That's simple. And that's what the gospel is. It's simple. You can understand it. It's not something you don't... it's like the will of God is for those people. No, it's for you. And you can really understand it and you can really get into it. It's a simple thing. The word simple, you know what it means? One layer. One layer. Simple. The enemy always tries to make things complicated. Make it all complicated, like I'll never learn, that's what he wants. He tries to bring confusion and complication. But it's a simple thing. God's word is simple. If you will set your heart into it and go for it, it will be made known to you. Are you with me this morning? The reason I called you up here, I want you to understand that there is a plan and purpose for your life. And I know you've heard this over and over, and you're going to hear this in this church. But now listen. In Ephesians 2:10, it says that you are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, for good works, which God prearranged beforehand that you should walk in them. God had it all planned out before you showed up on this planet. You all are looking for, man, what am I going to do? God has your answer. He has your answer. If you'll go to Him, He's going to give it to you. Are we making sense? Remember? The word workmanship means masterpiece. Remember? Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, or have entered the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them who love Him. But God has revealed them to us by His Spirit. Remember? Revealed? One of its meanings means to, as an artist uncovers his masterpiece. God is going to uncover your life to you and show you who you really are. The real you. The truth about you. As you love Him and as you put Him first, God is going to show you your life. Folks, this is something we can get a hold of. And you know what? That's what this church is about. Is getting a hold of God's will and not being concerned with what the world says or what grandma says or what the people down the street say. It's what God says. Right? Let's pray. Are you with me this morning? Are we making sense? Okay. Pray with me. Father, we just come to you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we bring all these young people before you right now. They long for direction in life, Lord. Lord, we pray that you continue to make their path brighter and clearer. And let them know that, Lord, that your gospel is simple. And the complexities that the world and all the enemy tries to put on is not going to have its effect on these young people. But Lord, you are going to continue to speak to them and uncover their life to each one of them. Some of them are going to be doctors. Some of them are going to be nurses. Some of them are going to be teachers. Some of them are going to be who knows what. You know, Lord. Father, speak to their hearts. But every one of them is going to be like an eagle. Every one of them is going to be like an eagle. And rise above all that this world tries to put down on us, Lord. Father, we ask it in the name of Jesus that you instill this truth in each one of them, Father. Father, there's a word going forth here today. We are prophesying over these young people that you are the King. And we answer to the King. Now, if there's anyone here this morning that has never made him the King, Jesus, the King of your life, I want you to pray with me. I want you to pray this with me out loud. Just say, Father God, everybody in this place, pray with me. Father God, I thank you for all that you've done. I know that I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I believe, Lord Jesus, that you were buried and that you rose again on the third day, that I may have life and have it more abundantly. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done for me. Now unveil the life that you have called and created me for as I come to you in Jesus' name. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me direction in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Now, Father, I pray that every one of them, Father, that if there's anyone that prayed that prayer for the first time, that you will put them in contact with someone, Lord, that will reach out to them and connect them in a discipleship group, in a group that's loving and caring, and that will help them on this path, this journey. Lord, we put all this in your hands this morning. Lord, we know that you're doing a work today. And, it, you know, we don't have to lay hands on everybody be falling out. Your gospel is simple. And we understand it this morning. And we know that you are the King of Kings. And that's what matters. We are going to put you first. We are going to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things are going to be added unto our lives. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen. I'm done with y'all. I really wanted you to get a hold of what we're doing. And I know you all received something today. No prairie chicken, right? Amen. We are eagles.